What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as you, this is hour number two, and the phone lines are closed. We're going to keep them closed because Claire and I both just have so much we need to get to. Over this last couple of weeks, there have been a number of events decried as anti-Semitic, and it's been a huge furor. There have been desecrations of some graveyards, and there was a flood of these telephoned bomb threats against Jewish institutions in the ADL. And I expressed a concern that in the past, every time Israel is getting ready to really do something nasty, they will do some of these. Hate crime hoaxes. Well, in this case, one of the hate crime hoaxes is a hoax, but it appears to have a personal motive. And it has to do with apparently a jilted ex-boyfriend made at least 8 of the phone call threats against Jewish community centers nationwide, plus a bomb threat at the Anti-Defamation League, in an effort to harass and vilify his former girlfriend. And the guy they've arrested in St. Louis, Juan Thompson, apparently is a former Intercept reporter and an anti-Trump Bernie Sanders supporter. So this is definitely, this hoax is definitely domestic in origin. This does not explain who was doing the cemeteries and the other incidences with swastikas and stuff. But it is a reminder that when you hear any of these horrific anti-Semitic this or that or racist this or that, very often it does turn out to be a hoax. And we should be very skeptical before we leap to any conclusions. Now, again, getting back to the fact that some of these Jewish cemeteries are being vandalized and everybody's out there saying, oh, it's a horrible thing, no respect for the dead, don't seem to remember how not too long ago a Muslim cemetery in Israel, Mamila Cemetery, which is very, very old, very important to the Muslims, Israel just bulldozed it and paved it over in Jerusalem. And nobody seemed to kick up a fuss about that. Now, if you're the sort of person who is upset by the desecration of a cemetery, shouldn't it apply to all cemeteries? You know, why is it a big deal when a Jewish tombstone gets knocked over and the corporate media goes epileptic, but Israel can bulldoze and pave over an entire historically important Muslim cemetery in Jerusalem? And it's no big deal. Now then, Israel has once again refused entry to Human Rights Watch. And basically their reasoning is that Human Rights Watch is not sufficiently pro-Israel to be allowed in to examine what's going on in Gaza and the West Bank. Israel only wants to have outside investigators come on in who hate the Palestinians as much as Israel does. Then they'll be allowed to come on in. Let's talk about the economic news here, because something that the corporate media really is not paying a lot of attention to are the indicators that things are really very fragile. And that's actually, despite all the alligators in the swamp who are nipping at Donald Trump's derriere, the real challenge he faces is coming up here in the second quarter with the economy. And even Bank of America is out there saying their analysts are showing there's going to be some kind of corruption, or correction, rather, in the second quarter. Now, interestingly enough, silver took a 4% fall on a massive $2 billion of futures selling. And there were no market news, no corresponding sharp moves in other markets. Somebody was selling short, and it drove the current price down. It looks like more manipulation. They are still trying to figure out a way to have you keep your money in those negative interest rate savings accounts and in your stock portfolios. They're just a constant attack on silver and gold. When those controls finally come on off, we're going to see those metals literally explode upward. Janet Yellen is saying this month, March, is ripe for a federal rate hike. Now, if the Fed hikes the rate, it's going to make any borrowing that Trump needs to do for his infrastructure more expensive for you, the American taxpayer. And for those of you trapped into variable rate mortgages and auto loans, it means your payments are about to go up. But the Federal Reserve, I guess they're feeling they're not making enough money off of you people, so they're going to hike the rate a little bit. Now, again, getting on back to the infrastructure project, Donald Trump has two options legally open to him. The first is, on his authority as president, he can issue a parallel currency, the way Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy did. Currency that does not earn interest payable to the privately owned central bank, the Federal Reserve. They call themselves the Federal Reserve to fool you into thinking they're part of the government, but they are not. It's a privately owned central bank answerable to no federal government authority, according to Alan Greenspan. It's no more federal than Federal Express. It's just a name. They were going to call it the Third Bank of the United States, but they were concerned that historians would look back at the first and second banks of the United States and recognize the scam about to happen again. So they called themselves the Federal Reserve. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates. Just now we're joining the network. Obviously, we're talking about the economy. There's a very revealing story over in fourthmedia.org. Can truth prevail or the fake news? And we already know that the unemployment number is an absolute joke played by the government on you, the American people. They're still claiming that there's a 5 to 6% jobless rate, even though there are over 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. Well, it turns out we know that they've been rigging the inflation numbers, and as a result, according to this story, the U.S. gross domestic product numbers are completely untrustworthy. According to the official U.S. government wishful thinking, the U.S. gross domestic product has expanded for 22 quarters straight, raising the real gross domestic product 12.1% over its high prior to the 2008-2009 economic meltdown from the mortgage-backed security fraud. Yet, at that same time period, U.S. manufacturing output and industrial production have not recovered from those pre-2008 highs. So what's going on here? This article is saying the rise in the GDP is a manufactured illusion produced by the undermeasurement of inflation. Now, the way the government is playing this little scam is they're making inflation invisible. They calculate inflation on the basis of a selection of products and services most Americans are going to be using and how their prices are going up. Now, in the past, under the honest system, if the price of an item in the inflation measure rose, the inflation rate would rise with it, by the price times the weight of the item in the index. Now, we already know they're leaving food and gas off the index, which are where inflationary pressures surface first. But what they're pointing out in this article is today, if a price of an item in the inflation measure rises, that item is removed and a lower cost item substituted in its place. They're cherry picking the data to get the numbers they want. There is nothing coming out of the U.S. government that you should trust. And the corporate media is lying about everything except the weather and the sports scores, and they're not even all that good on the weather. Barnes & Noble sales have fallen on fading demand for once popular products, meaning news magazines and newspapers. People just aren't getting them anymore. They're coming to the independent media online to find out what's going on, or they're going to the foreign media. It's amazing how much more accurate the European press is about what's going on in the United States than the United States corporate media. Vanity has declared bankruptcy and will close all of their stores. Now, somebody did a study about online shopping. And this was an issue for us because with the closure of all the small boutique computer stores and everything, we still have a Best Buy. I hate going in there. And they don't really have what I need anyway. So I have to order a lot of what I use here online and wait for it to ship here. I've ordered a replacement for this headset. It's completely falling apart. I got bits of foam in my ear and everything. Still waiting for it to arrive. I have ordered some things that will take as long as 2 months to get here. And so there is this article over in Island.net showing that a state-by-state analysis of online shopping by the website extrabucks.com ranked Hawaii dead last, the worst state to live in for online shopping. And it is a major headache, especially when trying to order something nice for Claire's upcoming birthday. So, basic necessities, basic functions are starting to erode. It's almost like Hawaii and Alaska as well. Alaska's way down there. It's like we're already being cut adrift from the mainland commerce. We just don't count anymore. Now, to nobody's surprise, this is over from governmentslaves.info. There was a study that discovered that in states where employers must screen illegals for job interviews, there are fewer jobless Americans. I don't think we really needed a study for that. We all pretty much understood that's the way it's working. In states where employers can hire the illegals, legal Americans are going without jobs. In states where employers must validate the legal residency or citizenship of potential employees, there are fewer jobless Americans. I don't know why that should be a shock, but it is. Okay, apparently an illegal El Salvador migrant gang members, actually a bunch of them, illegal El Salvador migrant gang members who had a satanic shrine in their apartment, kidnapped, drugged, and raped a 14-year-old Houston girl and murdered another. And apparently, they're members of the MS-13 gang. When they were arrested and went to court, they're smiling and laughing and waving. They think it's just wonderful. More MS-13 gang members have been arrested in connection with the Brentwood teen murders that happened in September of last year. And they've arrested a total of 13 members of MS-13 on a broader 41-count indictment that includes attempted murders, assaults, racketeering, obstruction of justice, arson, conspiracy to distribute marijuana, related firearms, and conspiracy charges. 10 of those defendants are illegal aliens. Now, over in Austria, 8 Iraqi men have been arrested and jailed for the gang rape of a German tourist woman, 28-year-old German woman, just over in Austria visiting. It's a very, very lovely place. I've been there myself. And apparently, they gang raped this woman during New Year's celebrations, New Year's of last year. We were hearing about all these Cologne, Germany and everything, but apparently was happening in Austria, and they've thrown these guys in jail. Now, getting on back to Iraq, Iraq's own intelligence services are sending a warning that ISIS jihadists are among the refugees coming to the United States of America. Now, Iraq is trying to arrest them as they're detected, but it's pretty much a certainty they're not getting them all. Over in Sweden, which is supposed to be this amazingly safe place, and everybody who thinks Sweden is dealing with a crime and rape epidemic is just a tinfoil hat-wearing kook, Swedish women are living in fear not just from the immigrants, but apparently the extreme feminist militants for some reason are going on the warpath against anybody who's not supporting the liberal agenda. It's Europe is driving itself crazy. The whole human race seems to be driving itself crazy. And we've talked before about how these journalists from Chicago were sent to report on a Swedish no-go zone after Trump's allegations that the country is dangerous because of the open borders. And these journalists were given a police escort and warned they should leave for their own safety. And apparently some masked thugs objected to being filmed in broad daylight and presented a threat, and they had to be taken out of there. Now, as they crank up the deportation machine here in the United States, there's yet another manufactured controversy, because apparently a secretive Palo Alto security firm, Palantir, you'll probably remember the name from Lord of the Rings, co-founded by Peter Thiel, has built the engine for Donald Trump's deportation machine. In other words, they're trying to overcome this pattern that was during the Obama administration, where they were allowing the illegals across the border, the refugees to come on in, and then they were using taxpayer funds to spread them all across the country into all these little towns that didn't want them, all across America, to make it very difficult to round them up. And apparently this security firm has developed a system that will allow for the rapid identification of these illegals, leading to their deportation. Now, European Parliament has decided that they're going to express their ire over America's new sovereignty and refusal to go along with globalism, and they're ending visa-free travel for Americans. So apparently from now on, if you want to go to any place in Europe, you will have to apply for a travel visa. And you know who's going to pay for that? European tourism. A lot of people are going to say, if I can walk onto a plane and go to Europe for a vacation, I'm going to do that. If I have to go through this whole visa nonsense, I'm going to go to Disneyland instead. So the European Parliament has just delivered a hammer blow to Europe's tourism industry just to express their ire, their disapproval of the direction America is taking. Now, Marine Le Pen is facing one other rival for the French presidency. That's Emmanuel Macron. He's a full-blown globalist, and he's out there making all these speeches about, don't worry about mass migration, newcomers will renew our society. He said immigrants are good for France and bring fresh bursts of creativity and innovation into France. Really? Have you seen the photos and videos from those riots in Paris? I can tell you right now, the French people have. And by the way, the French people have a strong sense of self and dignity, and they don't like to be treated like they're morons, and that is also working in favor of Marine Le Pen. Now, over in France, their corporate media is declaring Macron is going to win, Le Pen couldn't possibly do it, nobody likes her, and you know she's anti-immigration, so nobody's going to vote for her, and the French people don't care about immigration. And they're having about as much success as America's corporate media had in selling Hillary Clinton last year. So right now, I would say that Marine Le Pen is a strong probable that she will win the presidency of France. And, of course, that will pour more salt into Hillary Clinton's wounds. Good. Meanwhile, latest polls are showing more than half of Dutch voters want to leave the European Union. And apparently over in Serbia, one of their politicians, Mogherini, was getting up to make a speech, and all of a sudden the entire parliament started chanting, we don't need the EU, we don't need the EU. They're holding up signs saying, we don't trust Brussels. They got a very, very cool reception to this idea about, oh, we've got to get closer to the European Union. The EU is failing. It is falling apart. And all of George Soros' horses and all of George Soros' men are not going to be able to put the EU back together again. Italy's got the right idea. Bring back your own domestic currency in parallel with the euro so that when the euro fails, it's not an economic shock where nobody has currency to conduct business with. Every nation in Europe ought to be doing that right now. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, interesting little development. We're looking at this story where Mexico says it will defend the rights of its migrants and cooperate with the United Nations. This is a little bit out there. There's a senior Mexican official told the United Nations Human Rights Forum just last night that Mexico's government will defend the rights of Mexican migrants from discriminatory security measures. Now, he didn't specifically name the United States, but that was strongly implied. So Miguel Ruiz Cabanas, the Undersecretary for Human Rights, is out there basically taking the attitude that people in Mexico have a natural right to cross over the border, and Donald Trump is wrong for trying to stop them from doing that. And he went on out to where he was denouncing what he called populist ultra-nationalism. How dare these people want to have their own country? And reiterated the government of Mexico's commitment to the defense of our nationals abroad. Okay, nowhere in the Constitution of the United States of America does it say that foreign citizens of foreign countries have any kind of an automatic right to come to the United States. There is no right. There is a privilege, as long as you follow the legal immigration proceedings. The globalists want that to go away, and that's why they hate the Brexit. That's why they hate Donald Trump. That's why they're trying to bring down Marine Le Pen. Their dream of a global, one-world government, one-world private central bank One formless mass of humanity that is easy to control, steer, and exploit is slipping from their fingers. Now, Chuck Schumer, who was out there screaming about Trump and Sessions and all the rest of that, is dealing with his own immigration embarrassment because apparently he pulls strings for the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi to allow a gentleman named Tanvir Hussein into the United States of America. And Schumer basically went to the embassy and said, let this guy in. Well, let this guy in. And apparently the guy has now been arrested for child sex abuse. So apparently Chuck Schumer feels that a few raped children is a small price to pay to maintain that globalist dream of wide open borders here. Now, the European Union is beginning to realize things are not going well. Story that came out of shtfplan.com. European leader has a meltdown debating the future of the Union. You know, what do you want us to do? And they're struggling with the bureaucracy. It's sprawling. It's unaccountable. And looking at the faces of the EU's leaders, you can see they know they're in serious trouble. Now, there may be a reason for that. And it actually comes out of the world of business, which means Donald Trump is going to know this. There are two kinds of management of a company, matrix management and top-down management. Matrix management is great for small companies where there's maybe 8 or 10 people and they just talk to each other about how they're going to get things done. It's perfect for software development, any kind of entrepreneurial activity. But when a corporation starts to grow, it reaches a point where they have to abandon matrix-style management and go to top-down, or they start drowning in the sheer volume of their internal communications because the number of nodes on that matrix is growing. And the same thing happens to government. Now, small government, like the one the United States started with, can have a matrix approach. That's what Congress is. Congress is that matrix management system. But as nations grow and government grows with them, they reach that point where the mass of internal communications back and forth between all the agencies and bureaucracies starts to overwhelm the system. The problem is politics is always inherently a matrix. They cannot change the matrix style, which is why all modern large empires are in trouble, drowning in the mass of their own bureaucracy. And that is another reason why the EU and indeed any of these global unions and the New World Order ultimately cannot be made to function efficiently. Of course, the people who want them don't care about efficiency. They just want power and wealth. And they'll let you deal with the red tape. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality, storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the European Union. And I think to any objective observer, it is clear that except for the Brussels politicians and the European Central Bank, the European Union experiment is a complete and total failure. And they're in a panic because all these countries are talking about leaving. All of these candidates who are Euroskeptics who want out are leading in the polls and starting to win elections. They've got the Brexit vote they're dealing with. And the EU Commission chief, Juncker, over the last couple of weeks has been out there screaming that he's going to push for a federalized superstate. A single nation of Europe. Forget about all those other France and Italy. There'll be states like Delaware. Unimportant. This has triggered a tremendous pushback from not only the governments of those member nations of the European Union, who like to feel they're still in control of their territory, but from the people of Europe as well, who do not like to see large empires emerge, because inevitably bad things follow. And Juncker is now acknowledging that his superstate dream is over. Looking at the voting backlash in all these elections, we're coming up on some in the middle of this month that are going to send a very, very clear message. So it's starting to really fall apart, and The people of Europe need to be ready for it. Need to have an immediate alternate currency ready to move to when the euro collapses. I understand that Germany actually a few years ago started printing up a new Deutschmark and warehousing them to be able to put into circulation. Berlusconi is saying Italy needs to bring back the lira and put it into circulation now as a parallel currency. The European Central Bank isn't going to like that any more than the Federal Reserve liked Kennedy's United States notes. It cuts into their profits. Now, over in Great Britain, for some reason, it's been decided to give the police even more powerful tasers than they already have, despite growing awareness that they are not, in fact, non-lethal weapons. And some years ago, when this debate first fired up, we actually had a cardiac expert call into the show saying that the problem is if that 30,000-volt jolt hits your heart at the right point in its beat cycle, it'll put it into fibrillation, and you will die. And we have heard of all kinds of people who are being tased by the police, and they die, and inevitably the police say, oh, there must have been some unknown medical problem. The tasers can't kill them. The company says they're non-lethal. We believe the advertising that these are non-lethal, and you should believe it too, because we don't have to have any controls on the taser because they're non-lethal. It's not like the gun. You pull the gun, there's all kinds of paperwork. Actually, these days, there is a lot more paperwork involved with the use of a police taser. The trigger pulls are recorded, and there are records because there have been problems with those things. But apparently, the UK police are going to be given a more powerful taser to deal with whatever it is they're going to be dealing with over there. Now then, a police chief in Great Britain has gone public confirming that former Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath did abuse sexually children. This police chief is saying he raped as many as 30 children, and the British government covered it up. We are beginning to get this sense that the psychopathy of those who seek these kinds of powerful positions is seriously disturbed. We had our Franklin scandal here in the United States of America. Apparently, there have been something like 1,500 people arrested for child sexual abuse in this country just in the last couple of months. Not a word in the corporate media about that. Again, Chuck Schumer pulled strings to allow a child sexual abuser into the country. Let him get a visa. And there does seem to be an ongoing problem with child sexual abuse within the church, within government, with any power structure. And I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. Maybe it's these people are just so used to getting whatever it is they want. There's no excitement in their life. And the only way they can get the adrenaline going is to do something so horrific and terrible and shocking and get away with it. But we do know that the problem is there. And I think that was illustrated back when the Franklin scandal broke. There was a documentary that was made about it that was going to air on American TV. And members of Congress went to the channel and said, if you air that, we will pass laws that will make it impossible for your business to continue. And this program about the Franklin scandal was pulled. All the available VHS tapes were bought up and disappeared. But there was an editing tape, an editing work tape that survived, which is still available on YouTube where you can look on that. And it's very sick, pathological behavior. And I don't get it. And I even less get this idea that we should somehow accept this as normal behavior. It's a mystery. I mean, my opinion is that children should be allowed to remain children for as long as possible. They should keep their innocence as long as possible, because growing old, growing up, growing into adulthood, losing your innocence, is a one-way trip. You don't get to go back. And when some sicko adult sexually abuses a child, they're not just sexually abusing the child. They're robbing them of that innocence and that youth and that childhood. And that, to me, is a grievous sin. Now then, down at the Austin airport, apparently a baggage handler and two others have been arrested. They were going through the checked luggage and stealing travelers' guns to trade for marijuana. And that's what you get for using those TSA-approved locks on your luggage. It's open season on whatever you've got in there. And it's amazing between what you're not allowed to bring in your carry-on luggage, the fact that some airlines are now starting to ban carry-on luggage entirely. You're supposed to put everything in your checked luggage, your jewelry, your laptop, your cameras, and then you put on those TSA-approved locks, which can be opened by anybody who's stolen a copy of that master TSA key or made a copy of the TSA master key. It's not that difficult. Here in Hawaii, we have a problem with criminals who deliberately target Asian tourists, because in the Asian culture, being a victim of a crime is something shameful. They don't even want to admit it. And a lot of times, the Asian victims of crime here in Hawaii won't even report it to the police. They'll just accept the loss, pretend it never happened, and go back on home. So what the criminals will do is they'll get a job at a car rental agency, get their hands on the master key that opens up all the rental cars from that agency, make a copy of it, then they'll quit their job. And they drive around Hawaii, they spot the rental cars, they see if it's an Asian tourist family that's using it, and they'll empty out the trunk. Claire and I actually went through the experience many years ago of finding a family from Japan who spoke almost no English. They had a brand new baby, brand new baby. And they'd had everything taken, including their passports. And they were acting like they were the ones who'd done something wrong. And we finally got them hooked back with the concierge at their hotel to somebody who could speak Japanese to them. We got them to the police and basically got them sort of aimed back at getting home, but it was rather rough to see here. To the criminals, they don't care. That's why they like being criminals. They like going into government. Now, political correctness has really hit a ridiculous degree. Over at Scripps College, this is a prestigious women's school outside Los Angeles, they're trying to sell the idea that all non-white students must be given monetary compensation for the emotional labor of having to deal with microaggressions. In other words, we're going to take money away from all the white people and give it to the non-white people because we assume the white people are committing microaggressions against the non-whites, therefore they should be paid. With the definition of a microaggression being ridiculously vague and applied to almost every aspect of normal human behavior. But that's the idea Scripps College is trying to instill into their students' minds. I can just see these kids trying to find jobs after graduation. But I will agree to this idea as long as us more or less white people are paid an equal amount of money for our emotional labor to deal with idiots with useless college degrees. Now, the good news is political correctness has reached a point of becoming a caricature of itself. And it's making itself more and more ridiculous as time goes on. That's a good thing because people are beginning to realize just how out of control this is. Now, let's talk about fluoride. You know that fluoride applied topically to your teeth, in theory, reduces tooth decay, especially among children. And that was the justification for a program of mandated water fluoridation in the United States of America. And a lot of people opposed it because fluoride is a toxic material. And, of course, back then they dealt with the opposition the same way they do now. Anybody who opposed water fluoridation was a kook and a crazy and, you know, became fodder. They used that theme in the In Like Flint movies. Even Dr. Strangelove, he's obsessed about the purity of his water and portrayed as a nutcase for doing so. Just like today, if you want safe, healthy, organic food, you're mentally ill. You're suffering from orthorexia nervosa. But it turns out over in Ireland, where they have a very stringent water fluoridation program, they're currently in the middle of an epidemic of childhood tooth decay, where young kids are literally having to have teeth just pulled. And we're not talking about baby teeth. We're talking about the permanent teeth coming in and immediately rotting away. And it's already been demonstrated in this country that while topical application of fluoride might have a benefit, simply drinking in your water has absolutely no impact. Now, I'm very lucky to live in a state that banned water fluoridation all the way back in the 1990s. But again, we have all of these horrible mistakes that are imposed on us by some politician wanting to claim he's doing something good and get paid and applauded for it. And it turns out to not really be good at all. Now, here's something that's very alarming to me. This is over in yournewswire.com, and it's talking about a school over in Rochester, actually the Rochester School District, that was trying to get students to provide the paperwork to show that they had all the mandatory vaccines that state law requires to attend the school. And apparently 71 students came on in and said, we and our parents have concerns about vaccine safety. Now, you would think in a normal educational environment, the school administrator or the school nurse or somebody would sit down and say, what are your concerns? Let us work to assuage them. They didn't do that. They simply suspended the students. If you're not willing to accept the vaccines on faith, you are kicked out of school. And that, to me, says that they don't really have any answers for the growing concerns about vaccine safety. It's just making a lot of money, and that's all that really matters. It's making money. It's good if it makes money. It's bad if it loses money. We got the final numbers for the snow down on our Big Island. Up by the observatories on Mauna Kea, they picked up 8 inches of snow in Hawaii. Remember back in 2000, they were out there saying snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And I got a letter from somebody saying, well, maybe they only meant in Great Britain. I said, yeah, remember what happened in 2009? The UK Met Office said, we're going to have a snow-free winter. And it was one of the hardest, most icy and snow-filled winters in history. Now, Donald Trump has ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to start zeroing out all the programs that are preaching human-caused global warming, and I can imagine Al Gore is rolling around on the floor and kicking and screaming and throwing a tantrum right now. But this is about $2 billion that EPA has been spending annually on this nonsense. And it was nonsense. It was a scam. Now, let's get into the world of computers. As you know, earlier in the week, we had this Amazon Web Service blackout. And apparently, yesterday, there was a more regional computer failure that shut down multiple banks. And some of the banks just had to close early. They couldn't get anything happening there. Now, maybe it's the ongoing hacking. Or maybe it is simply because our IT infrastructure is as neglected as the rest of anything else in this country. Or maybe it's because instead of dealing decisively with computer crime, we have loaded up all of these systems with so much security software that nobody knows how to manage it correctly anymore. Amazon is claiming that their outage earlier in the week was the result of a single typo by somebody who was trying to upgrade a system while it was running. Always a bad idea. But that's what they were trying to do. They mistyped a command and brought the whole system crashing down. Now, a little bit of good news for those of you who have been concerned about smartphone batteries. The gentleman who invented the lithium-ion battery, 94-year-old John Goodenough, has been working with a team of engineers at the School of Engineering at the University of Texas in Austin. And they've developed a new version that will be safer, faster charging, longer lasting, and they don't burn up. They're non-combustible. There's no material in them that can support combustion. Can they still burn out? Yes. In the process of burning out, are they going to set fire to your appliance and yourself? Probably not. It is a tremendous improvement. And this is going to be good news for the people at Boeing who are dealing with the very questionable lithium batteries in their 777s. Or was it the 787? It was one of their latest airliners that relied heavily on the lithium batteries, and they'd had a problem with fires there. We are going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire here. I'm looking at this very bizarre press release from John McCain's own website, where John McCain, Booker, King, and Meeks are reintroducing a resolution calling for the posthumous pardon for boxing legend Jack Johnson. Ooh, there's an important topical piece of business for McCain to be involving himself with. And I, especially when you consider situations like Leonard Peltier and Mumia Al-Jabbar, who are rotting in jail for crimes they probably did not commit. Earlier we were talking about how documents have surfaced confirming that the FBI was railroading innocent people into prison back in the 1960s. So, it really is a circus. At this point, I am absolutely convinced the people of Arizona have not been voting McCain back into the Senate election after election after election after election. And once again, I think the most important thing that we need to do, the most important task for the Trump administration and the American people, is to get rid of this current flawed, fraudulent election system and get an honest election system back in sometime in the next 2 years. And I'm sure Trump is going to be wholly on board with this because he had to overcome massive election fraud to win the White House, and he has to know that in 2020, they'll just double up on him. Unless he can clean that mess out. Now, I get all these phone calls from people who are in here saying, we should get rid of this. And we the only way we can is to get an honest election system again. And so we have to put in a lot of thought about that. And I'm putting a lot of thought about that. We have to find a way to basically get the American people on board with this, to where they're going to stand up and say, we refuse to use the electronic machines. We refuse to use an election system that is not open and transparent. We demand an honest election system in this country. And boy, if you look at how this situation flip-flopped. Last October, President Obama was out there assuring us the U.S. election system's impossible to rig. And then, as soon as Hillary lost, they said, oh, it was being rigged. Jill Stein was out there, oh, the election was rigged, and had those recounts, all of which failed, and all of which, along the way, exposed more election fraud favoring Hillary Clinton. As we reported yesterday, Ohio's just completed their investigation. Yes, illegal immigrants were registered to vote. Illegal immigrants were voting. And then Hillary came on out and said, Russia was rigging the election against me. Really? How come all the fraud we've actually found favored you? And then when Trump came on out and said that he was actually going to look into the issue of whether last year's election was fraudulent or not, boy, did you see everybody just explode? Don't you dare investigate the election. It's racist. It's this. It's that. Boy, they're panicking there. No wonder they hate him so much. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.